It's early evening at the Graham Tyler Memorial Chapel, a 1930s gray stone church on a slope of the Park University campus. In the basement, two students speak quickly in Russian, walking past a row of practice studios. Stanislav Yudenich's office door is open. There are two pianos side by side. A native of Uzbekistan, dark-haired and animated, Yudenich is the artistic director of Park's International Center for Music.
We are able to create a very personal, sort of family-like conservatory, boutique conservatory, as we say.
In 2001, Yudenich was a gold medal winner at the Van Cliburn International Piano Competition in Fort Worth, Texas. It's considered the world's most prestigious competition for classical piano. After a worldwide tour and recording, since 2003, he's been building a growing music program at Park. Next door, the office of Ben Sayevich. He's on the faculty and Maria Yudenich's violin teacher. That's right, Stanislav's daughter.
What is she like as a student? Well, very challenging, very independent, and wonderfully creative.
For Sayevich, who studied with teachers in Lithuania, Israel, and the United States, the student-teacher relationship is a partnership.
You make decisions together about phrasings, about technical elements of playing that comes with the territory of such a complicated instrument as the violin.
Maria Yudenich was born in Russia and started playing the violin at the age of three after her family moved to the United States. She doesn't look at the music on the stand for Khachaturian's concerto for violin and orchestra. She says it's all in her head.
Well, everything, yes, I have to keep working on, and it's also a lot of emotional input to that piece.
At 16, this year marked Maria's first year of competition. In February, she won the Kansas City Symphony's Young Artist Competition and a chance to perform the concerto on stage with the orchestra. In March, she placed second in an international competition in Washington, D.C. Her teacher, Ben Sayevich, says competing can be tough psychologically, but it can help a musician create a thick skin. On a quiet, leafy street in South Overland Park, Maria's mother, Tatiana Yudenich, with large brown eyes and flowing brown hair, is finishing up a piano lesson with a young student. Tatiana started taking music lessons at the age of six in the Soviet Union. She met her husband, Stanislav, at the Tashkent Conservatory in Uzbekistan.
Of course, classical is our work, and this is the most profound and limitless, I would say, in all aspects, in depth of ideas, in feelings, in emotions.
Dressed in jeans and a t-shirt with her long brown hair tight in a braid, Maria settles into a couch in their performance room. She's in 10th grade at Barstow and talks about her schedule.
Well, after I get back from school, I have to practice probably three, four hours. But if I'm preparing for a competition or a big concert, it's a little more than that.
With the Kansas City Symphony performance coming up, on this night she's poised to head back to Park for another practice.
It's pretty hard to balance. Sometimes you have to make sacrifices. It's a busy life and I really love it.
Maria's father, Stanislav, grew up with a father who was a violinist. His mother and grandmother were pianists, all teachers. He says the recent competitions have given Maria a sense of achievement, and he's seen her mature and become more determined.
I know how complicated it is, how much sacrifices one needs to give for the career. You know, if you ask me where I see her in the future, I would say that I see her on stage.
It's a day before a performance at Helsburg Hall at the Kauffman Center for the Performing Arts. Maria Yudenich stands near music director Michael Stern, and the musicians welcome her to the stage for her first rehearsal. In the audience, Maria's mother, Tatiana, sits a few rows back. A few rows behind her, her teacher, Ben Sayevich, stands. He holds the music score ready to take notes. And in the next section back, Maria's father, Stanislav. Stanislav Judenich says a friend once told him that to hear Judenich play feeds his soul. He says that's what musicians do. They give. And he says even if Maria decides not to pursue music as a career, it will always be a part of her. Laura Spencer, KCUR News.